Okay, our friends. So today we're doing the thing that you guys love the most. I get so many people who ask us to do stories that feature this little blue healer. So today we're gonna do another one. It's Bluey Grannies. And yeah, we haven't done the granny story yet, but I'm so excited to do it, aren't you? He's hissing at me. That's a yes right there if I ever heard one. This story was written by Joe Brum. It's read today by Mommy, and he's hissing. What could that be? Are you a kettle on the stove getting ready to sing? Are you a snake crawling along the grass? Oh, he just exploded. Then I'm going to guess that you are a creeper from Minecraft. Well, Mommy and her Minecraft creeper are happy to read this story. So buckle up, folks. Here we go. Janet and Rita are heading to the shops. Oh, no, says Mom. Here come the grannies, says Bluey. You see, Bluey and Bingo are actually dressed up like grannies, right? And do we know who they are? Which one is Janet and which one is Rita? Do you know? Bluey pretends to be Janet, and Bingo pretends to be Rita. Are you ready to see what they're gonna do? Here we go. The grannies cause chaos in Mum's corner store. Rita forgets to pay for her beans. Wake up, Janet, says Mum.
Just having a nana nap, love.
Nana nap? Oh, good grief. Rita makes a run for it, but she slips on her beans.
I slipped on my beans.
Yep, they have big cans of baked beans, don't they? Sounds delicious. Bingo jumps up, giggling, and begins to floss. But Bluey doesn't think grannies can floss. Now, when I say floss, do I mean that she's taking a bit of thin paper, waxed paper string, and rubbing it between her teeth? No? What is it that I'm saying? What is a floss?
The false dance.
The dance, that's right.
Yeah, they can,
replies Bingo. They ask Mum who is right. Mum sighs. Ask your father. She's very busy. They find Dad in the bathroom, unblocking a stinking toilet.
How should I know if Granny's floss? He tells them. Go ask your Nana.
Of course. Bluey and Bingo call Nana. If she can floss, then Bingo's right. But if she can't, then Bluey's right. What do you call your grandma? Do you call her Nana? What do you call her? Grandma, yeah. Nana's ears answer. Oh, Nana, we can't see your face. We can only see your ears.
Down, Nana.
Says Bluey. And so she moves the camera down, but now it's too far. We see her feet, right?
Up, Nana.
Okay, so now she's going to move the camera up, but she's got it too close and it's a little off center, and so all we really see is her eyeball, right?
Back, Nana, back.
Finally, we get this camera situated so that we can see Grandma's face, Nana's face. Nana's not great with screens and things, but she finally works it out.
She says something.
She says, "Hi, girls."
Nana, can you do the flossing dance?
Asks Bingo. Well, I'll give it a go, says Nana. And she wibbles and wobbles and flaps her arms around, and Bubba joins her. I think Bubba's grandpa, right? And starts to dance too, and he's kicking his legs out to the side, and it's dancing all right, but it's not flossing.
I was was right,
yells Bluey.
Grannies can't floss. Yes.
Oh, I don't know if that makes Bingo feel really good. Bluey wants to carry on playing, but Bingo doesn't feel like being a granny anymore. And Bluey doesn't understand why and stomps off. Well, Mum suggests Bluey ask herself if she wants to be right or if she wants the game to keep going, because sometimes you can't have both. But Bluey thinks you can.
I know.
So she makes another call.
Nana, you're going to learn how to floss.
It's time to teach this old dog a new trick. And when Bluey is done, she surprises Bingo.
Grannies can floss,
shouts Bingo.
Yeah, I was wrong,
says Bluey with a smile.
Thanks, Bluey,
says Bingo.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, Bingo.
Let's play Grannies,
says Bluey. See, she fixed it, didn't she? Mm-hmm. She called her Nana, her granny, and said, this is how you do it. But I do want to make it very clear that sometimes you have to choose. Do I want to be right or do I want to keep playing? It's a hard decision to make.
Lovely day for a drive, wouldn't you say, Rita?
Oh my goodness, they're in their car and they're running around the backyard, right? But look at what they're doing. They're causing absolute chaos. They've knocked over the gnomes.
Sure is, Janet.
Thump, says the gnome. There's Dad. There's Dad walking along with the wet clothes to put out on the line to dry them.
Beep, beep,
they say. I'm going to put these wet clothes on the line, he says. And honk, honk. They knocked him over. The clothes have gone every which way. What a mess.
Nice parking spot, Rita,
Janet says. But where has she parked? In the sand pit. All kind of wonky, sticking up straight in the back. Rita and Janet might not be the
one
best.
One side is doggo in the sand pit. The other side isn't.
It's the truth. Rita and Janet might not be the best drivers, but they sure know how to floss. And that's way more fun than being right. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And that, our friends, is
the end.
The end.